The following show is sponsored by...
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com.
I took a fall from a ladder fixing my Christmas tree, and I had heard about the Juvent and got a hold of one and tried it. But I feel strong enough and stable enough that I can take it on now.
To learn more about this micro-impact platform, go to juvent.com.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
And great viewers like you.
Welcome, everyone, to Be Alert News. This is Leon Benjamin, father, husband, patriot, Navy combat veteran, former congressional candidate, and lover of this country, of this nation, of this wonderful, wonderful nation we call these United States of America. We got a show for you today. We're going to talk about exposing the elites, exposing the oligarchs, those that want us oppressed, depressed, and totally stressed out. They want us to run and walk in fear. They want us to lose everything, including all of our possessions, our money, our minds, and our loved ones. I got a very special guest today, and you are going to love, just love her. Everyone knows who she is, Mel Kay of the Mel Kay Show. I call her Melody, my Melody, and of course, he belongs to Rob. She's Rob's Melody. But we're going to have a good time. Be right back after a few short messages from our sponsor.
Here's a recipe from HealthRangerStore.com. How to make superfood hot cocoa. Here are the ingredients. 8 ounces of hot water. 2 tablespoons Groovy Bee Organic Cocoa Energize, 2 tablespoons Groovy Bee Collagen Peptides, and 1 teaspoon Groovy Bee Organic Non-Fat Milk Powder. Blend all ingredients together carefully in a heat-proof cup. The milk powder blends better in cold water, so you may want to make the milk first, then add the liquid to the hot beverage. For more recipes and products, shop at HealthRangerStore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
All right, we are back, and look who I have here with me today. Mel Kay.
Hey there. I'm very exciting. And we're very good friends in real life. So it is such an exciting time when I get to come on with somebody that I know so well and I know is really working hard behind the scenes to do everything they can to save this country, because we are in danger. And unfortunately, the legacy fake news media, the corporate media apparently is in on it, because they are not telling their audience anything. I find it a very abusive relationship, what is going on. And they are abusing their audience that they have left with toxic hate, lies, and not preparing them for anything that's coming as if it's not happening. And that is really disturbing. So I'm glad that you have a show that is keeping people alert and informed of, you know, the real dangers facing America that are absolutely at stake as we walk into the 2024 election.
Yeah, look, and we thank God for Brighteon, because, you know, Brighteon allows awesome podcasters, influencers such as yourself and many others, Clay Clark, it goes on and on and on, so many others, to be on the platform that can share relevant truth. So those that are supporting us here at Brighteon, go to brighteonstore.com, put in the code BEALERT, and save some money on those wonderful products of Health Ranger Mike Adams. You'll be supporting, of course, Brighteon, but also here us here at Be Alert, and we thank you so much for that. You know, Mel, I gotta say that right now the Patriot movement must shift from defense to offense.
Yeah,
there is no more time to try to figure this out on the sidelines and try to say, you know, like a bunch of complainers, or you know, people who, you know, just don't know what to do, and we're just pointing fingers and we're blaming. Those days are over. We must shift to the offense and expose the elite, expose the oligarchs. What say you?
Well, that's really important. There is a lot of division on the right, the conservative movement, kind of just even right of center. That doesn't even include the MAGA movement. I'm talking right of center is all pointing the fingers, that there's infiltrators that are, you know, doing things. The truth is, freedom is on the line. Liberty is on the line. We already have had our privacy usurped almost completely. So it's to not understand the stakes or to be in on the controlled demolition of America. But we have to also be very discerning who we're following, who we're sharing, and what really is going on here. Because, you know, Leon, my firm belief, and I've done speeches about this for 4 years, and the giant influencers, I never got back my Twitter. I won't. I get no traction there. So I'll do the best I can there. But wherever I can speak, and you've seen me for 4 years, kind of lay out what is happening? What has happened to America? My firm belief is the original coup, that when we were usurped, captured, was the day they murdered JFK. And going forward from that day, it has been one cover-up, one deception, and it's a small group of people that continue to be, and they fail up. If you go through all of the travesties, all of the trauma events, all of the triggering events, all of the wars, and you look at the financial structure behind it, which is what I do on the Mel Kay Show, is I often do full shows following the money. You're going to find that the same names, the same people pop up again and again over this 50-year period, certainly since Rockefeller, the Crown, Kissinger, Brzezinski put in the fraud known as the United Nations. And we are at an end game for them that they've been planning for at least 100 years before the United Nations, when they were trying with the League of Nations, which was a straight out global government plan. They regrouped kind of with this globalism nonsense. And then everything since then has been a global issue, a global war, a global pandemic, a global, you know, climate crisis. That is part of the messaging that they installed a long time ago for this end game, the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, to make the idea in everyone's head that we are not nation states, because Agenda 2030, which Obama signed on to in 2015, with full belief that Hillary Clinton was going to win no matter what in 2016, was already invested. Now, people have to understand, I believe firmly all the way up to probably the most powerful person or two people in America right now are actually Larry Fink and Jamie Dimon. That's my opinion. People can look at it the way they want, but I feel like right now America is captured by what I call the parent company of the United States. And it's as laid out in Tragedy and Hope, you know, Carol Quigley back in the 60s told you exactly what the goal was, which was and Rockefeller said it himself, a moneyed elite of bankers and billionaires that they consider intellectual superiors running everything, but allowing the people to believe in the illusion of the two parties and fight back and forth so that we never really see them. But COVID changed everything. And where they thought, you know, you've talked with Clay a lot and other people, when they thought Klaus Schwab, Harari, all these front men, because I look at the World Economic Forum as kind of the PR firm of the globalists. So yeah. They don't mind.
Well,
they
what you're saying, Mel, is that it's like the Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
There's really a little group of people, like that small little wizard that's behind the curtain, and they're putting all their pawns.
Yes.
Boy, could you imagine? Klaus Schwab is really just a pawn.
He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nahari, Nova, these guys are just pawns because it's so easily to push them out front, you know, and let them be the face of these disfigured, yeah, all right, oligarchs and elites, yeah, who do not want us to see them for who they really are.
Right. And these are people also, they have a different philosophy. They have a different idea of spirituality. Many of them are people that believe that they are gods. The whole inversion of Satan versus, or Lucifer versus our God, is that they believe that their God, Lucifer, is the God. And that whole motto is order out of chaos, is do it thou wilt, is we are the gods. And you hear Harari talk about it openly to seemingly there's a PR campaign for him right now, which people should question. I'm sure he's repped by CAA with his book and everything, but he's going on Colbert, he's going on The View, he's normalizing transhumanism, which is essentially technocratic eugenics. I mean, people have to understand what we're dealing with. It's insanity. And his book selling and a whole room full of people clapping that have no idea. I don't believe some do, but most don't. And the ones that do, because what I tell people all the time is, if you don't understand what Kissinger and Brzezinski and Rockefeller, and remember, Rockefeller funded the UN, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, IPCC, which is the climate change. And he's just the tip of it. He was a group of oligarchs, but the Rockefellers took the lead, obviously, in America, but I believe also with the Crown in the UK, working in tandem in a lot of ways. But what we have to understand is the whole point was, there is no nation states. They don't want nation states. They want something that looks very similar to the movie Hunger Games. And I am not saying that as rhetoric or something else. I am telling you that they have documents. Kissinger wrote a whole document for all these people. He was their man. You know, we were told this guy was a good guy. No, he was always about global government. Brzezinski, always about global government. The Trilateral Commission, no borders. So look, you know, Soros, open society, no borders. Why no borders?
No borders.
Right.
Hey, I was just in Detroit with President Trump, where he talks about the Biden border bloodbath. Okay.
Yep.
And the whole thing about this illegal immigration is actually an invasion.
Yeah.
Of these United States, and to know that millions of people who we don't know who they are, we don't know what they are, we don't even know where they come from, they've just been released into our nation. Yeah. And a nation without borders is definitely never going to maintain itself as a sovereign nation.
No, and that's the goal. And people have done, there's many goals. Like, we've talked many times about the Clara Piven strategy and all these other things. But I am telling you, we have a parent company, a public-private partnership of so-called stakeholders running America from above the government. And once you start to look at it that way, with the NGOs and their advisors at the think tanks, but then we also have a fifth column, which are the lawfare people. I hope everyone that's watching your show understand that the same exact people that are writing all the persecutions, all four cases against Trump right now, are the same exact people behind the Mueller report and behind Crossfire Hurricane and both impeachments, Norm Eisen, Mary McCord, Weissman, and they're now not in government. They're a fifth column above the government, working through Brookings and Georgetown law and NYU law and using all the, and then funneling it through the DOJ because it's totally corrupted out to these prosecutors. Nobody believes that Fannie Willis or Letitia James or Alvin Bragg wrote these novel legal theories. This is very high level lawfare. It comes out of Brookings Institute, which who was Brookings? Totally involved in the Steele dossier, totally involved in the impeachment. So we have, and who is it funded by? The globalist billionaire oligarchs. You have to always look at that. Now, the other thing that the American people should know is that our parent company, these stakeholders, and we know their names, Bezos and Gates and all them. First of all, they are already invested. As I said, Obama signed on to Agenda 2030 in 2015. That also included the Clinton Global Initiative, knowing that Hillary was going to win, knowing until that night when Trump won and started to dismantle Agenda 2030, which I don't think people fully understand that that's what was going on with pulling out of UNESCO, pulling out of the World Health Organization, pulling out of Paris Climate Accords, questioning NATO. That is, NATO is their military, okay? And you're gonna see in the next few months a real push to push NATO above our military overtly, because covertly it's been happening a long time. You're gonna see the overt push of the CBDC as a global currency. It is a global currency run by the people that I believe are above the octopus of global control that is the UN and all their tentacles, UNESCO, WHO, WEF, all them. They have above them the IMF, the World Bank, and the very opaque that people should be looking at, the Bank of International Settlements. It has some kind of immunity. A lot of people throw back to the Nazis and who was behind that. But the Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland is a very opaque group. They run all the central banks. They've never been able to be looked into. Everything is in total secret. They have some kind of vassal state status like the Vatican. And frankly, if you trace everything like I do, all the money and everything, it does appear that our 12 Fed governors, so we have the Fed above our treasury that's running our money with Powell, that's not American, that is a private corporation that we've allowed.
Right. Can you let the people know that the Federal Reserve is not of the people, for the people, by the people? Because some people think the Federal Reserve and the post office and all these places are actually working up under the government.
No. And what you have to do, a book that opened my eyes to that was Creature from Jekyll Island, but there's other books as well. A great book to read to understand the international financial, I call them the international banking cartel, at the very top is the BIS, IMF, and World Bank, is a book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Changed my mind, my life, when I read this book in like 2000, I was still in school, and I thought, what is going on? So we have to understand that there, a lot of what's happening now is about their financial model of control that they've had for 100 years collapsing because of the debt model and everything that's going on. I frankly believe that the sanctions against Russia and the BRICS is actually a war against us and the US dollar to lock us in. Because if you go forward, so Obama's the 25th Agenda 2030, and these are 17 sustainable development goals that if you read them, they sound great. It's the Mott-Bailey. You'll think, oh, that sounds good. No more poverty, no more everyone has ID, no more corruption. And then you have to ask, well, who's running this? Because
who's running?
It's global. And what we're seeing is that they've infiltrated towns and cities and states and principalities and communities all over America with the 17 sustainable development goals, the smart city technology, all of that crap. What I'm telling you right now is that that is set up to get everyone on planet Earth onto a blockchain basic track and trace surveillance system that is a global ID, global wallet with your World Health Organization passport and all your health documents, with all your CBDC banking information, with all of your travel and carbon, as Al Gore calls it, climate trace, climate information, which is travel and everything else, consumption, all of your data, all of your smart city, Internet of Body, Internet of Things, biometrics, and on top of that, a social credit score component. So what you have to understand is that when we talk about the UN, what's happened at the UN that people don't know is at the very top of most of the agencies at the UN are members of the Chinese Communist Party. Davos, a lot of people talk about the World Economic Forum. They don't understand that the CCP are the bells of the ball, the VIPs at Davos. And what Klaus Schwab and Gates and Rockefeller in his day and all these people, Larry Fink, have been saying is that the model for the future is no more nation states, a global governance model where they run the resources like they do efficiently in communist China, which is A, global communism, and B, when they talk about running the resources, they mean us.
Yeah. So to separate America, okay, and we got a few minutes before we go get to a break here, but to separate America, put us over, so to speak, in a little corner in a closet and make us pretend we are still sovereign, right? Isn't that a trick of the enemy?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. All right, Mel, look, the whole thought about America being put in a corner and made to think that they're still sovereign, they still have their own land, their own water, oil, gas, all the resources. But the reality is these oligarchs and these elites have been kind of siphoning all of our resources, all of our whatever you could think of, wanting the total breakdown of the family, of course, the total breakdown, chaos, the no rule of law, so that they can all just live in this fake utopia.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's one step beyond that. You know, Donald Trump says they're not after me, they're after you, and I'm in the way. I say they're not after America, they're after the world, and America is in the way. Our Constitution, our Bill of Rights is unique worldwide because it's power to the people, by consent of the governed. This whole, everything that was created in America, our founding documents, is about fighting tyranny head on, putting the power in the hands of the people. Well, this is unacceptable to the parent company that is running America. And when I say that, I mean it very seriously. When I say that the lawfare crew, that is the fifth column, they're not just doing lawfare against Donald Trump. I don't know if you know, on the back end, we got Cass Sunstein doing lawfare behind the scenes. And when I say lawfare, I mean using actual law in novel ways to mean something else, taking the vague pieces of the law that exist and defining them as something they were never intended to be. So we have Sunstein writing laws for Mayorkas to keep the border open forever, changing the asylum laws, changing all of that. We got people in the State Department that are coming from think tanks and other places, writing laws and writing stuff so that we can't leave NATO, so that Donald Trump can't end the war in Ukraine. There's a lot of this shenanigans going on because the same people that were behind Crossfire Hurricane and all of the lawfare and treason and sedition under Trump never paid for it. Transition Integrity Project, all the things they did, they put themselves back in office and they've been on steroids to try to keep the power in their hands no matter what. It's the same
right.
people that are also running all the voting things. So Mark Elias, Crew, Eisen, going around the country, stealing people's their legal ability to work as lawyers, destroying people by bankrupting them with fake lawsuits, fighting every lawsuit out there for, obviously, you know, voter ID, this and that. It's not because they care about, you know, minority voters or disfranchised voters. No, I read their white papers. It's because they don't think any American deserves to vote. They don't think any American deserves a voice. They are the parent company and they control DC and they control it to the very, very top. And we know who the oligarchs are, but we also have to be aware that there are people within our government that are in on it. If they weren't, it wouldn't work out. So all of the Obama people, Obama especially being one of them, but all of the Obama people are Trilateral Commission people. They are people that are globalists. You know, you got Samantha Power running the money bags around the world with USAID. You got Podesta running the money with the climate stuff with John Kerry, all globalists. And then you got Blinken, Rice, Sullivan, all trilaterals. So you have to understand these people were groomed to be put in here. And I think the scariest part, Leon, and what people have to understand the most, is we are fighting not just for freedom and liberty for America, but for the world. Because the next thing that they did after the Patriot Act came out, which is very unconstitutional and should be repealed. And if you want to have something about security, it's got to be security for the American people, not against them. And that is what happened there. And since that happened, what I call the fourth branch of the government, the intelligence community, has usurped all other three branches and is in a system where We are being told there's been 1 million, 3 million breaches of people's data. I believe that we're fully being tracked and traced. If you look at the NSA and even the drops from Snowden, and you look at the monolith that was created, the intelligence community, after the Patriot Act, you got the DHS, the DNI, you got TSA, you got NSA, and then they all went into deals with all of big tech. So all of them have then deals on the back end with Google, Alphabet, with Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram, with X, which is Twitter. You know, they have deals with all of that. And then they also have deals with the Five Eyes Nations counterparts in intelligence. And they also then, you know, Obama and Holder came in to turn the Patriot Act against people that are on the other side politically, to keep power by any means necessary, and to protect the institutions. Because I look at Barr and Durham and Horowitz and everyone that could have done something about this, and instead it appears they were protecting the institutions and not pushing for transparency, justice, and accountability.
Well, hold that thought, because we got to go to a break. And I'm sure everyone that has been listening now is fully wet, like a fire hose of information, but that is where we are now. Yeah. Be alert, family. You have to understand where we are right now. We cannot afford to stay on the sidelines like we're watching a football game. It's time to get in the game. It's time to move into the offense. It's time to know the plays. And look, we are exposing their plays now. Oh, like any good football team is going to study their opponent. And this is what Mel K has been doing for quite some time. Look, we are going to come back on the other side, and we're going to give some solutions, but we're also going to put some challenges out there. You know, come on, you can't be, you know, that guy just running around talking about the sky is falling, all right? Can't be going around crying wolf. We are going to have to know who we are, what we are to do, and who we are to join ourselves in alignment with. Look, we'll be right back after a few short messages from our sponsor.
Ohio Brett, live in that state up north. Thank you so much for watching Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world. I'm blessed to have the Ohio Brett Show for God and country in sports every Wednesday, 4 to 5 Eastern Standard Time.
And tune in every single Sunday and every single Tuesday on the front lines with Christy Hutcherson. Hard-hitting news, live sometimes in the field, truth that you're not seeing anywhere else. Thank you so much, Brighteon TV. Tune in. It is the fastest growing. And also, thank you so much, Mike Adams. We appreciate you very much.
We love our head coach, Mike Adams. God bless you.
All right. Well, we are so excited and thankful to the Lord for Brighteon. We are so excited for what Mike Adams and his team have put together to give us a voice that can speak freely without being censored and without being taken down from our platform and all those kind of things. Thank you for standing up for freedom. Thank you for letting people have the ability to speak freely in our nation. Thank you so much, and around the world. God bless you. We love you.
All right, we're back. And look, you guys have been hearing this. And as you know, Brighteon has been in the forefront of relevant platforms that believe. And look, let's put it out there the way it is. You know, uncensorship, okay? Uncensored information, not censored. And so thank God. Look, go to brighteonstore.com, put in the code BEALERT. You'll be supporting us. Also, look, we're working with some great patriots around the nation. Dr. Mark Sherwood and Michelle have a wonderful program. I've been on it. I have been losing weight and taking care of my, you know, my blood and my heart, you know, so check out this program that they have put in place.
Here's a nutritional hack anyone can master. Replace a meal a day with our Kingdom Feel.
Or if you're a mosh in the gym, add a shake to your daily meal plan.
Our unique meal shakes are balanced, low glycemic, rich in fiber, 20 grams of clean protein, essential vitamins and minerals, healthy fat, and organic fruits and vegetables.
Kingdom Feel is vegan with a complete amino acid profile.
Bottom line, it's a simple start to a transformed life.
No gimmicks, just results.
Start today.
All right, look, we're also working with Mike Lindell. Everybody knows the push now is on Save Our Nation. Great patriots like Mike Lindell, MyPillow. Look, they've been suffering. Look, when you go to MyPillow.com, put in the code BEALERT, You'll be helping out the movement. You'll be standing with Mike Lindell and everything that's happening right now to save our nation. You know, we are doing some amazing things. Emergencies are going on everywhere. We've teamed up with SAT123. They are doing an amazing work over there, you know, bringing on how to be prepared, not scared, you know, and Tina and the team, they put on some amazing things. Check out this little excerpt.
Well, we need to be prepared because, you know, God gave us wisdom to prepare for ourselves and our family with food, with communication, water. We need to have a backup plan because you never know. And we're seeing the end times, what the Bible talks about. And being prepared is the best thing, not just for yourself, but also for your family. And Pastor, we do have family plans with multi-phones. Because if the grid went down, and like with just AT&T, you could use your satellite phone to communicate with others that had other companies like Verizon or Sprint or any other company. But if all the satellite grids went down, then you would need a satellite phone to communicate with another satellite phone. One of the other benefits is not only will it work from 100% of the earth, one of the other benefits is secure. These are secure.
All right. Look, I want to thank God for Mel K, because where we are right now, if you don't know that we're in trouble, something is wrong. Yeah. And so we want to bring some solutions and some challenges on this side of the show. We want you to know that you cannot afford to be in fear. Right. But you must shift your mindset from defense to offense. Mel, you've been giving us some information, and it's a lot, but we got to take it in. This is what is needed right now. Exposure, exposure, exposure. Light is the solution, okay, to any sickness or disease. Yeah. You know, it sterilizes that mess, okay? When it is exposed, okay, I say it like this. When the lights cut on, the roaches run.
Okay, that's true.
Scatter the roaches. And let there be light, Mel.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I got Mel K from the Mel K Show. She's been telling us, look, we're in trouble, but we can do some things about it.
Yeah. So I do want to bring together what I'm saying here. So when I talk about Agenda 2030, and then I talk about what's going on inside America and all of this, I believe that these people have invested in a future where America is a cog in a globalist wheel. And that is really what we're dealing with in 2024, because you have to also understand that Joe Biden in September of 2023, it is still on the White House website. Please go check it out. It's the commitment to global goals, September 2023. Look it up. Biden-Harris recommit to global goals. The first line of the thing says that they are committed to Agenda 2030 and that they are halfway to it, celebrating it. And then the entire thing is the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, which I assure you are to full track and trace totalitarian technocracy from this global elite, because our parent company actually has a parent company above them that treats the world as if they are the masters of planet Earth, basically. And they control all the resources, including us, and that they just let us live here and play along in our games inside our nation states that to Right. them don't even exist. So what we have to start with there is looking at that. The one thing I do want to connect to the track and trace surveillance and everything that's going on with the intelligence community, which is no oversight, isn't overseen. Nobody's checking them out. They seem to be in cahoots with the DOJ, National Security Division, because that's how they're doing the persecutions. A lot of the January 6th, a lot of the lawyers, a lot of the stuff is coming out of that blob. But that blob also is in cahoots with the global entities, like at the Five Eyes nations and the EU. Why? Because they have to get us all onto this global blockchain infrastructure where every resource, including humans on planet Earth, is tracked, traced, and surveilled. If they cannot pull that off, they cannot pull off the Great Reset. They cannot pull off Agenda 2030. They lose the control mechanism. So you're telling me about solutions? What I'm saying to every American citizen is drop the left, right, Republican, Democrat, black, white, gay, straight. I don't care what you are. You are not free. if you are forced onto that blockchain, because that is how they're going to control it. This is all about the fourth industrial revolution. This is all about, like Harari says, full track and trace surveillance under the skin. This is all about our biometric data, our data. I gave the government three things and I agreed to it: a license, a birth certificate, and a social security card. Everything else is none of their business, okay? And what they're doing right now is they are surveilling because they have the AI components in all of us. And we have to fight back. First things first, your senators are supposed to work for you. Your senators are your front line. Each state has two senators, and they are that is where your front line is for representation for you in this country, state by state. Don't think that calling them, writing them, I say, I don't care that you know who your senator is. I want them to know who you are. So first and foremost, they're supposed to be stopping this breach of security, lack of, we have no privacy in America right now. It is on steroids. We have something coming up called a 702. It's a warrantless surveillance that was used to spy on everyone that got into, all fraudulently, that got into Crossfire Hurricane. This intelligence blob needs to be dealt with. That's why, whether you like Trump or not, we need a battering ram to go in there and break that thing up. We also need somebody to throw sand in the gears of the global governance movement, because they are moving right along, whether we like it or not, unless we stop them. First,
so you're talking about now, like the WHO, the WEF, all of them making decisions saying we are going to monitor any pandemic that goes on. What?
No, you're going to monitor. It's about us. Nothing to do with the pandemic or climate emergency or any of this BS. This is about controlling the people and behavior worldwide, and to consolidate all money, all resources, all everything in the hands of the people that actually are controlled and work with the Bank of International Settlements. All 12 of our governors from the Fed and Powell go every few months to Switzerland for a meeting, a blacked out Chantham House rules, you know, nobody's to know. It's kind of like Bilderberg on steroids, to discuss my monetary movements worldwide and coordinate. That's where we are. This is, our country has been usurped, and every single American citizen should be pissed. And I think they are, because you know what? I'm noticing from my own audience, a lot of my Black audience has come to me. They realize Black Lives Matter was funded by all these same people that are just, they're above our country. They don't care about the Black community. They used BLM to actually alienate them. You know, they use the open border. They're using these people, as much as horrible as it is, they're using those people as weapons psychologically. Yes. Against us, against you. Yes. They don't care how many people die. They're using humans as weapons. Yeah. Right out of their NATO cognitive warfare book. This is why on my website, it's very empowering to read their own words. They can say that it's conspiracy theory until you look at their own documents. And on the MelKayShow.com website, under resources, I have an opposition playbook. And if you start to read through some of their own words, you realize this is about a consolidation of power on a global scale. And the one thing that people have to kind of get through their minds is America is their problem. The America needs to, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the DNA installed by our founders in our founding is a problem to them. It always has been. They've been trying to dismantle it.
And look, and God is their problem.
That is the point. They are gods. They can't have another God. That is communism. The state is God. They are God, and they are the state. The state is not the people you elect at this point. It is above them. That's why they all walk in lockstep. That's what everything's about. But we, the people of power, hey, get on the horn with your senators, emails, letters. You think it doesn't matter, but in bulk, it does. They need to get reelected. Don't forget, these people, these lifelong politicians, which is why we need a people like you and Victor Avila actually in the government. But they won't allow that right now, because the status quo works for the parent company, not for the people. And what they're doing right now is they are holding on to power. They're using the intelligence agencies, which work for the parent company. They're using the Lawfare Fifth Column, which work for the parent company. They're using all of that to maintain power, where the majority of Americans want the government out of our lives. They don't
want... So we're talking about the Constitution here. Getting back involved in your Constitution. Calling your senators. Yes. Knowing that your vote counts. That when you come together in mass and blow their switchboard up.
Yes.
They go, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Because you have to understand, the people that are funding them to make sure that they're in power. So they need, you have to go on the premise that everyone that is a lifelong politician has lived a life where they're basically on a never-ending popularity contest that includes raising vast amounts of money. Who are they raising the money from? The parent company members, the stakeholders of America, the BlackRocks, the Vanguards, the Soros, the Bezos, and all the people that have the contracts and all of that. It's still a very small group of people. But what they don't want is us to have freedom, to have liberty, to be able to auto-determine our future. That ruins their model. And the hatred of Donald Trump is not about anything they're saying. They have invested their, since 2030 agenda was announced, they've invested their fortunes, their futures, their families, their everything, their dynasties, their destinies in a global governance post-America model. And these are the richest 1% in America that need to maintain this model. So they're in the group with the actual parent company, which sadly people don't realize includes people from all nations. So we used to look at it like, it was Germany or it was Russia. Yeah, I'm talking about like when in World War II, Nazis, Germany, it was Russia, it was Mao's China. Right now, what we have is an extraordinary situation, which is against humanity more than ever and God, because this I call it the Fourth Reich, this group, and you would have to study the Third Reich to understand what I'm saying. It's about full total control of all people on planet Earth. And now they have the technology they did not have then, which makes them more dangerous, but also gives us an advantage as well, if we look at it that way. But this includes people from China, from Russia, from America, from North Korea, from Qatar, from Saudi Arabia. This is multinational. The people that we're dealing with that are trying to squeeze planet Earth into this track and trace surveillance technocracy model, they don't have an allegiance to any flag, any nation, any race, any religion, any anything. They want power for power's sake, straight out of 1984. It's real. It's happening. They're losing power. They're dangerous right now, but we got to step up. I do want to have a call to action to show people how powerful they can be. There is a renewing of a warrantless surveillance 702 coming up on April, I believe, 16th. Okay. This is, now they're already surveilling all of us. All you have to do is look at Edward Snowden's drops. Look, fast forward to now. The NSA has deals with the Five Eyes nations. So if they can't surveil a supposed, remember they put in the domestic terrorists, anti-authority, anti-government at the FBI and an all of government domestic terrorism thing, which of course is all the MAGA people. It also includes libertarians, anyone voting for RFK Jr. You're all included now in the problem. You're the domestic terrorists against the actual domestic terrorists. So you have to understand that right now they want to justify legally with the 702 warrantless surveillance, but they're already committing warrantless surveillance because if they can't surveil you, they're going to ask their partners in big tech or their partners in the Five Eyes agencies, their counterparts of the CIA all over the world that they have partnerships with to spy on you for them. So what's going on now is our privacy, which is our liberty, our individual auto-determination by God, not by a government, is what they want most. And that is your data. That is where you are. That is your biometrics, all this stuff. And they're rolling it out like it's convenient and all that. Resist, resist, resist. The government is not entitled to any of your information unless they have evidence that you committed a crime. And at that point, they should have to get a warrant and prove it. And that is not happening. And this 702 warrantless surveillance, you'll see all the 51 people that signed that Hunter Biden's laptop was fake. All the people involved in everything that's happening from Julian Assange to all this other stuff. All the people involved in Crossfire Hurricane and the bumping before that, we know that happened 6 months before they set up Crossfire Hurricane. Those same people are running this. And that is the truth. And they are working for the parent company. If you understand that, then you can understand that there are no sides. If we lose freedom, if we lose privacy, if we lose our auto-determination, if we lose the ability to make our own decisions as God intended every human being on planet Earth, in America, the whole world loses. We cannot go on their blockchain. We cannot go on their track and trace totalitarian sustainable goals. It's sustainable for their model, and their model has to end. And when it does, we will have a renaissance and a uniting. And I believe we will have a uniting America before the election. I think that they're hitting us from all sides, the Black community, the legal migrant community. The white community, the Christian community, everyone's being hit. And these lunatics with the lawfare we're watching, so they're bringing Trump down to where we're all kind of like on the same page. Like, what's happening to Trump? What's happening?
Finally.
You know, what's happening
finally,
tomorrow?
Mel, finally, a unity that now brings us together because of a common cause, okay?
Freedom.
And that's regardless of a religion or whatever status you have in life. You could be a mother, a maid, a farmer, it doesn't matter, a politician, a doctor, lawyer, it doesn't matter. A common cause, okay? And allowing us now to ride on that train. Oh boy, I see it. And we're not afraid.
Yeah, their model for equity is also, don't forget what equity is. It means the people that have small businesses, that have earned it, that are entitled to the fruits of their labor, will be reduced to being on the same page as people who, you know, never left the basement. I mean, what they want is world communism, part of the sustainable development goals, which you have to decipher them. I call it Klaus Schwabian language or UN upside down Luciferian language. What they're saying is, nobody's going to be able to be an entrepreneur, have a small business. We're seeing it with FinCEN. We're seeing all these, every executive order that was put in is geared towards achieving the 17 development goals of the Agenda 2030 global governance model. Obama, Biden, both Bushes, Clinton, all in on it. Okay, we have to just start to understand the American people, our country has been captured and only we can take it back. And I say, get on the phone right now with your senators, send emails, say no on renewing the warrant list 702. We got to start there. No more going after American citizens' data without their knowledge and without a reason. Because right now there's about probably 20 to 40 million people being fully surveilled by the intelligence blob that has no oversight. We got to get the wrecking ball in, knock this thing down, get Trump in there with Schedule F, fire all these, because, you know, they purged, you know this better than anyone, they've purged all the constitutional patriots, and that's left and right, out of this entire thing since Obama went in there. That was the goal. It started under Clinton. They are all in on it. They want global governance because they will be, in their minds, the residents of Pan Am while we're in the ward that includes Mexico, Canada, and America, and there's no more nation states, not just America.
Well, let's talk about this civil war, potential civil war. They want us all fighting each other. They're allowing illegals to come in here. They're giving them a right to own a gun. How absurd is that? Giving an illegal a right to possess a firearm in America is like spitting in the face of our founding fathers and us. I mean, this civil war potential, can you talk a little bit about what that might look like if we don't act right now?
Well, what we have to realize is that the mainstream media is not preparing their own audience. In my opinion, what is MSNBC is a total controlled, they are a globalist in on this global governance. They are totally intel. That intel blob is running MSNBC. They are abusing their audience. They are giving out toxic hate, but they're also not preparing them for anything that's real. They are lying to them about everything. The whole border thing, they have something coming up. I see them funding it, the global billionaires. When the ceasefire now that their funding dies down, that movement, it's going to rise up, demand citizenship. They're already calling them undocumented citizens. Well, what's the next thing? Look at the UN. What's the next thing? That all citizens, undocumented or not, deserve human rights. No, God gives you human rights, not the UN or any other agencies. That's been the biggest lie of the UN. You know, so we have to all stay on. We have to understand their language. Their language is fake. You know, destroying their democracy. They don't mean democracy. They mean their democracy. They mean their power structure. So we got to fight that. I believe the civil war idea will backfire. And remember, the vast majority of these illegals are being used as weapons themselves. And we really have to realize when that money, they're going to cut the money supply, I think, on them. And then they're going to become desperate and come. So we have to make sure right now that we understand what is going on locally, especially, but in every way, and realize who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. Because if we can all unite to realize, you know, there's a story, and then I have to wrap it up, but there's a story about Martin Luther King that a friend of mine that came on the show reminded me of. He was marching once in a very, very poor Appalachian, like dirt poor white town where these people were left behind. You know, they had de-industrialized. It's just, they were in poverty. And the people marching with Martin Luther King are certainly doing better in life than these people. And he says to the people that are in the town, why aren't you marching with us? What? Look at your lives. Look, they left you behind. Are you? Is the government working for you? And the people in the town were like, no, they're not. And they realized that they had a shared enemy. And that is why they got rid of him. Because he was starting to get people to realize, no, it's them. It's the parent company, as I call them. And Martin Luther King saw very clearly that, no, if this isn't left and right, this isn't white and black. This is a oppression system that is above this nation and has usurped our country. And if he could do anything about pulling everyone together to see the enemy, he was going to. And anyone who wanted them to see the enemy was destroyed until right now. Because right now, too many people see
him. I love that
technology backfired on them.
I love that thought. Look, we got a few minutes. I want the people to get a hold of you. I don't care if they got to.
They're going to have to find me.
How can they keep up with Mel K? Where can they find you? Is there a website, email? Sure. What is it?
Thank you. Well, themelkshow.com is my main hub. You can find everything there. I have a live show 7 nights a week, new fresh material. I bring on people way smarter than me on Rumble. That's around at 7:30 every single night. And then themelkshow.com, you can find all my links. And I will be, no matter how much they censor and silence me, you will always find me there. Thank you so much, Leon. And we got to run, but I appreciate it. Come back. I hope you come back to my show, and I'll come back anytime. Let's just keep fighting the good fight. Get out there, people. Get on the phone with your senators. Say no to the 702 warrantless surveillance renewal. Start there. Keep going forward. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. God bless you, Mel.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Look, God bless you all. This has been awesome, and we love you guys so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of what is happening right now with what's going on all around the world. We need you to keep informed, stay informed. Don't allow anything to get you afraid, to get you in fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Look, thank you for being with us today. We got some awesome guests coming up on Be Alert News. And so, God bless you. We'll talk to you real, real soon. God bless.
The preceding show was sponsored by.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals, and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.com.